Like local landmarks, like
Wheaton Island. Wheaton Island's a, there's an old power plant there. Wheaton Island is the landmark that goes back a long time. You mean geographical landmark?
Yeah, geographical, historical.
Okay. Any other?
Just well-known statues and parks and.
Well, okay. Well, we have the Yacht Basin, which is very well known. You know, that's where a lot of the, that's down on the bay side, not on the beach side, and that's where the yacht club is. And a lot of boats are moored there, and there's they have races and stuff that go out of there, so it's significant in that, in that it's well known, you know, as far as in the area is a site, you know. There's our Williams Park, and it has a list of the war dead. It's got a, oh, like a stage, elevated stage, and they put on shows for the people there in the afternoons or something in the mornings for the elderly people to come see. And that's where the plaques, there's a plaque there that reads something about the park, and there's a list of the war dead. And that's where the bus terminal is. And let me see, there's I can't think of any really statues or anything like that.
Is there any like tourist sites, like?
Oh, well, yeah. The beaches is the, I would say, one of the primary. You know, people go to come and go to stay at all the hotels, motels on the beaches, and go to the beach in the daytime.
Are there any big hotels there?
Yeah, we have Sheraton's, Hilton's, you know, all the other, you know, Holiday Inn, Howard Johnson, and good size. Several, we have two Hiltons, one on each side of town. One's for more conventions, the other one's for, we have, oh yeah, we have like the Bayfront Arena, which is a land site mark, you know, and we have a new building just finished. It's a tower, Bayfront Towers, which is big, tallest in the skyline now. I forget how many stories it is, but it's good sized building, and it's now land, you know, you can't miss it, so it's a landmark, you know. We have two, several baseball, well, what they're in the process now, building a new one, or it should be finished now probably, or on near finishing, but stadiums, baseball stadium, because it used, like, you know, used to be and still is home training and summer training camps for spring training for. It used to be for the New York Yankees and Mets, and the Cardinals still, I think, come around. But a lot of the, some of the ball teams, you know, use St. Petersburg as a home base because of the weather. It's good weather. And let me think, what else is there of interest that tourists would like? Well, the shops, you know, the malls, you know. They said there's a lot, you know, especially new stores coming in, you know, from around that might be, would were more northerly that came in and set up, you know, shops in the malls now. So we have more selection as to department stores than we used to. You know, it used to be just a few like Moss Brothers and then a few smaller merchant shops.
Well, say you were flying home from New York, where would you land?
Well, you would land in Tampa, actually, but it's called Tampa St. Petersburg, you know, International Airport, you know. Or you could just call it Tampa International. I don't know what the official title is, but, like, the area is becoming called, you know, Tampa St. Petersburg, where it's all becoming, where it's like sister cities now, like St. Paul and the other one. But you'd land there, and then you'd take a shuttle or whatever across, you know, the bridge to wherever you wanted to go in St. Petersburg. We have an airport there, two airports, one Clearwater Airport, which